And now, a lesson in the ideal of democracy from 85-year-old Senator Robert Byrd. During the debate yesterday on the Homeland Security Act, the Democratic senator from West Virginia, a staunch opponent of the measure, reminded his colleagues of a largely forgotten episode in Roman history. A Roman senator named Helvidius Priscus was, as Senator Byrd put it, at cross purposes with the Emperor Vespasian. One day, the emperor tried to stop Priscus from entering the Senate. But Priscus, said Senator Byrd, told the emperor he would enter. Then be silent, said the emperor. Only, replied Priscus, if you ask me no questions.
But I am bound to question you, said the emperor Vespasian. And I am bound to say what seems right to me, responded the senator. But if you say it, I will kill you. The emperor warned, when did I tell you that I was immortal? You will do your part and I will do mine, responded the senator. It is yours to kill and mine to die without quailing.
Joining us now is Steve Rutledge. He's an associate professor of classics at the University of Maryland. Professor Rutledge, first of all, did the senator, that is Senator Robert Byrd, get it right?
Well, it's a pretty obscure episode in Roman history in terms of that particular depiction of it. It's not an obscure episode per se, but in our sources for the conflict between Helvidius Priscus and Vespasian includes some real giants in Roman history, including Tacitus, the Roman historian, and Suetonius, the Roman biographer of emperors. But Byrd, I was very impressed. Byrd is quoting an even more obscure source than any of these. As a matter of fact, a fairly obscure source for classicists. He's quoting an author whose name is Arrian, who's best known for writing a history of Alexander the Great.
Professor Rutledge, can you tell us more about this misunderstanding between the senator and the emperor? What was it that put them at such cross purposes, as Senator Byrd put it?
Oh, it's a very long story, but it goes back to the reign of Nero, and Helvidius Priscus's father-in-law, a gentleman named Thrasiopitus, came into conflict with some fairly powerful ministers of Nero, and he was allowed to be prosecuted by these gentlemen under Nero's reign. But in the course of this trial, Helvidius Priscus was banished, probably as a preventative measure, because it was very common if someone close to you was prosecuted in Roman times that you were obliged to go after the people who had prosecuted, say, your father or your father-in-law. So Thrasiopitus's prosecutors wanted to get rid of Helvidius Priscus. Helvidius Priscus was ever afterwards pretty disenchanted with the empire, you might say, and he found himself at odds with the successor to Nero, who was Vespasian, after a very nasty civil war in 69 AD when Vespasian came to power.
Is Senator Priscus a hero of democracy?
So someone just picking up Tacitus or the ancient historians for the first time, the ancient Roman historians, absolutely he's a champion against imperial prerogative over senatorial privilege. I think a better analogy that Byrd could have picked, and I love his oratory, but I think a better analogy would have been Cato and Caesar. And incidentally, Cato the Younger was the great hero, in fact, of Helvidius Priscus and Thrasiopitus, both of whom were followers of or admirers of the great republican past in Rome and the Roman libertas, the freedom that Rome had aspired to and actually had before the advent of the empire.
Thank you very much, Professor Rutledge.
You're quite welcome.
Steve Rutledge is a professor of classics at the University of Maryland. We leave you now with Senator Robert Byrd's concluding remarks on the story of Senator Priscus and the Emperor Vespasian.
And so both did their parts. Helvidius Priscus spoke his mind. The Emperor Vespasian killed him. In this effeminate age, it is instructive to read of courage. There are members of the U.S. Senate and House who are terrified, apparently, if the President of the United States tells them, urges them to vote a certain way, which may be against their belief. And so in this day of few men with great courage, relatively few, let's take a leaf out of Roman history and remember Helvidius Priscus.